Many members of the clergy read the same source material and come away with different interpretations. When Mike Damastis, the preacher at Fort Des Moines Church of Christ, reads Bible passages, he translates them literally.
My filter is Scripture, and Scripture is true, and Scripture says that homosexuality is a sin.
On the other hand, a minister at Plymouth Church in Des Moines, Matt Martis LaCroix, takes a more nuanced approach to the good book.
Well, here at Plymouth, we believe it's important to take the Bible seriously, but that doesn't always mean taking it literally.
There is a huge division within the wide range of religious followers in the U.S. over questions surrounding homosexuality. When the debate about gay rights rages in the faith community, it quite often centers on the Book of Romans. It was written by the Apostle Paul, and he uses some strong language to describe the attraction of women to women and men to men, words such as shameful and unnatural. For this reason, Pastor Damastis believes homosexuality goes against the Word of God.
It doesn't mean that a person that is homosexual is any more evil than any other kind of a sinner. It just means that they are sinners and they are in need of help and the saving grace of Christ.
But Reverend Martis LaCroix points to several Bible passages he says Christians break every day.
Verses that prohibit same-sex relationships often occur alongside verses that prohibit eating pork or eating shellfish or planting two different kinds of crops in your field, or in the New Testament, passages that tell slaves to obey their masters.
It's unlikely the broad band of religions in America will ever reach consensus about gays. Many who consider themselves evangelical Christians, such as Reverend Damastis, believe homosexuality can be changed. They have been among the most ardent opponents of same-sex marriage in Iowa and rallied their parishioners to vote out three Supreme Court justices who were part of the unanimous ruling to permit it. Then there is the Interfaith Alliance of Iowa, which has thrown its support strongly behind same-sex unions. In a letter to lawmakers signed by 167 clergy, the alliance says it opposes the use of sacred texts and religious traditions to deny equal protection and responsibility under law for gay and lesbian couples. Reverend Mark Stringer at the First Unitarian Church in Des Moines was one of the signers. He says his view falls in line with the principles of Unitarian Universalism.
We have a banner on the outside of our church that says standing on the side of love, and that's what we think we're doing.
Reverend Stringer made Iowa history when he married the first gay couple in the state. This came in 2007, a year and a half before the Supreme Court case, during a brief period between a district court ruling to allow same-sex marriage and the almost immediate stay the judge placed on his decision. Reverend Stringer does not think he has lost anyone from his congregation because of his very visible role in the controversy over gay marriage.
Unitarian Universalists don't agree on everything, but it seems to me that this is one area that we all have a general agreement about. And it has to do with this principle that we try to adhere to of respecting and promoting the inherent worth and dignity of all people.
The hierarchy of the Catholic Church in the United States has taken a stance exactly opposite the Interfaith Alliance. A pastoral letter from the Catholic bishops of the U.S. says same-sex unions pose a serious threat to the fabric of society that affects all people. Bishop Richard Pates of the Des Moines Diocese backs the letter. He says gay marriages go against the laws of nature.
It is a natural kind of revelation, understanding, recognition that man and woman are made for each other.
Bishop Pates supports the idea of putting an Iowa constitutional amendment that would define marriage as between a man and a woman to a vote of the people. He does not consider the Catholic Church's position on the issue a sign of discrimination against gays. He says in terms of what he calls authentic civil rights in such areas as employment and housing, the Church is fully supportive.
We're not just trying to write these people off, these people are evil or anything like that, but how do we provide for them in a very sensitive, compassionate, and also, I think, pastoral way.
One thing is certain as the battle continues over the rights of gays to marry. Religious leaders and their congregations will be pressed to pick sides in a fight many consider fundamental to their faith. From the pulpit at Fort Des Moines Church of Christ, Mike Damastis promises he will not be quiet about his view that homosexuality is sinful.
What kind of a person would I be? What kind of a pastor would I be if I'm okay with, hey, that's my opinion, but I'm never going to share it. I have to tell the truth. It's something inside of me that's got to come out.
Likewise, Mark Stringer at First Unitarian pledges he'll take every opportunity to speak out in support of same-sex couples.
To discriminate against them in terms of marriage, the rights and benefits of marriage, seems to me to be un-American, frankly.
Passions run high within the faith community when it comes to arguments for and against same-sex unions. As Matt Martis LaCroix at Plymouth Church observed, it proves marriage remains a vital institution for many, and people are very vested in their understanding of it. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.